The Seven Sundays Devotion to St. Joseph. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Sorrow. Joseph hears the prophecy of Simeon. The Joy. Joseph learns that many would be saved through the sufferings of Jesus. O most faithful St. Joseph, who shared the mysteries of our redemption, the prophecy of Simeon touching the sufferings of Jesus and Mary, caused you to shudder with mortal dread, but at the same time filled you with a blessed joy for the salvation and glorious resurrection that would be attained by countless souls. By this sorrow and this joy, obtain for us that we may be of the number of those who, through the merits of Jesus and the intercession of Mary the Virgin Mother, are predestined to a glorious resurrection. The following reading is from Luke chapter 2, verses 22 through 35. And when the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, looking for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And inspired by the Spirit, he came into the temple, and when the parents brought him the child Jesus, to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to thy people Israel. And his father and his mother marvelled at what was said about them. And Simeon blessed them, and said to Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is spoken against, and a sword will pierce through your own soul also, that thoughts out of many hearts may be revealed. This rite, to which Luke refers, includes the ransom of the firstborn, and sheds light on the subsequent stay of Jesus in the temple at the age of 12. The ransoming of the firstborn is another obligation of the father, and it is fulfilled by Joseph. Represented in the firstborn is the people of the covenant, ransomed from slavery in order to belong to God. Here too, Jesus, who is the true price of ransom, not only fulfills the Old Testament rite, but at the same time transcends it, since he is not a subject to be redeemed, but the very author of redemption. The Gospel writer notes that his father and his mother marvelled at what was said about him, in particular at what Simeon said in his canticle to God, when he referred to Jesus as the salvation which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel, and as a sign that is spoken against. It pleased God in his goodness and wisdom to reveal himself and to make known the mystery of his will. His will was that all should have access to the Father through Christ, the Word made flesh, in the Holy Spirit, and thus become sharers in the divine nature. Together with Mary, Joseph is the first guardian of this divine mystery. Together with Mary, and in relation to Mary, he shares in this final phase of God's self-revelation in Christ, and he does so from the very beginning. Pray for us, Blessed Joseph, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. Almighty God, in your infinite wisdom and love, you chose Joseph to be the husband of Mary, the mother of your Son. As we enjoy his protection on earth, may we have the help of his prayers in heaven. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, please join me in praying the Litany of St. Joseph. Simply click the link on the screen.